The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Right after I was ordained, my first assignment was at St. Margaret Mary Parish in South Wichita with Father Eric Weldon. And around the rectory there at St. Margaret Mary, there were several rose bushes that had been there for a very long time. So Father Eric decided that since I was the new guy, the low man on the totem pole, if you will, he decided that I got to take care of the rose bushes, which honestly terrified me because I've never really been a gardener. I've never really known how to take care of things. He said, you know, just make sure they get watered and prune them and take care of them. I was like, yes, sir, I'll do my best. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to kill these rose bushes pretty quickly. So luckily we had a man that had run a nursery for a long time, Mr. Leo Borst. He was a long time parishioner. So I asked him, I said, can you come show me what to do with these rose bushes? Because honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll come over and show you. Because I just assumed when you prune the rose bush, you just kind of want to get rid of the dead leaves and the dead branches and kind of make it look like a nice, pretty shape. And then you let it grow. You let it do its plant rose bush thing and bear fruit. Mr. Boris told me, no, you don't just kind of haphazardly decide which branches to cut and where to cut them. He said, you want to cut them so that they will bear fruit, so that they'll have nice rosebuds for the rest of the year. Do that, he had a rule, I think it was threes, but it's been a while, so it may have been a different number. But basically, for each branch, you would look for three little leaves or three kind of offshoots, and anything more than that you want to get rid of. I thought that was kind of odd. I said, well, wouldn't it be better to have more flowers if you let those keep growing? And he said, but if you let them keep growing, it's not that it'll kill the bush, but it'll just get bigger and bigger and actually produce less flowers. Because the bush won't necessarily be concentrating all its effort, all the water and sun and sugars that it makes into producing rosebuds. Instead, it'll just be kind of focused on growing wildly and all over the place. As he told me that, I don't know if it made me much of a better gardener or a pruner. I can't confirm that. But it made me realize that in this gospel, when Jesus talks about God the Father pruning us, it's not just about staying connected to Jesus. It is about that in its first and kind of most fundamental sense. But Jesus could have told the disciples that at any point in his ministry. When he first called them from being fishermen, he could have said, and remain in me, come stay with me, stay close to me so that you can bear much fruit. But Jesus actually tells them this at the very end of his ministry, kind of at the conclusion of the Last Supper. It's actually shortly after he has told everyone that one of them will betray him, and then Judas leaves kind of discreetly from the dinner. So he has the 11 that are going to remain, that are going to go and preach the gospel. And it's actually those that he tells to remain in him, to remain connected to him as he is connected to the Father. And that they are the ones that have already been pruned because of the word that he has spoken to them. So I think on one hand, he does want them to know that they have to stay connected to him. Kind of the opposite of what happens with Judas. But I think he also wants them to see that, like a good pruner, he wants to cut away the things that maybe aren't bearing fruit, but also the things that just distract them. The extra things that take up our resources, take up our time and effort and our thinking power, and the things that don't actually lead us to being closer to God. Things that take up that energy but don't actually help us to be more like Jesus. I think in a deeper sense, that's what Jesus means by pruning us with his word. That like a good gardener, he wants to take away the things that are just extra, that take away things that could be used to help us bear greater fruit for the kingdom of God. So I wonder for the apostles what that ended up meaning, not maybe in this moment of the Last Supper, but years and years later after Jesus' resurrection and ascension. That as they went and they preached the gospel to different places, as they were far away from their families and the things that they were accustomed to, they thought about these words and thought about being pruned. That I'm sure there were times that they would have preferred to do something else. They would have liked to go back to doing the things that they enjoyed, going back to being fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, perhaps. Maybe they just wanted to be back in a place where they were familiar with the food and the topography and the people that they were going to run into. But I think in those moments, instead of, you know, becoming maybe bitter or upset with what God had called them to do, they would see those as moments to be pruned. Say, Jesus, I'm not saying those things are bad things, but help me to remain in you. Help me to be willing to get rid of those things so I can focus my time and energy and my love on being your disciple. I mean, present with you right now and the people that are in front of me. I think in that way that the apostles did begin to bear great fruit. That even in those challenges, they were able to be conformed to the heart of Jesus Christ. I think that's what St. John is referring to in our second reading. That when he tells us to love not just in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. We might hear that and think, well, sure, we're called not just to say nice things and to act a different way. But I think St. John is referring to something much deeper. He wants to say that in order to be the disciples of Christ, we can't just proclaim the things with our words. We can't just be kind to others with our words. But actually in everything that we do, to be pruned. To let the things that aren't of God fall away, as good as they might be. And instead to see where we are bearing fruit. That fruit being a love that is generous and sacrificial, like the love of Christ, our Savior. So he wants us to be the disciples of God, not just on the surface level, but much more deeply. So that by keeping his commandments and loving those around us, we don't just admire Jesus and see the good things that he is doing. We start to recognize how he is becoming present in us. To use the words of Jesus, how he remains and abides in us even after his ascension. How we as his church are called to be that vine and branches that go out bearing fruit, getting rid of the things that don't do his work, but also investing our time and effort in doing the things that do produce great fruit. In doing the things that bring his love into the world once again. Brothers and sisters, let us pray in this Mass, especially as we are reconnected to the vine of Christ in the Eucharist, that we can go and bear great fruit. Not just by our own efforts or not by the good things that we do, but instead that by allowing ourselves to be pruned, allowing the things of the world and the good things we have to be taken away because they don't lead us to Christ. That in that way we can remain in him. always knowing that he is present in the sacraments and in our lives as Christians. Always knowing that if he abides in us, we will be able to produce his good works, both in this life and in the life of heaven to come.